There's not a lot of guys that shoot the mid-range. It's kind of like a lost art, especially in today's NBA. It's all three-pointers or just guys going into the rim.
Well, you're still playing it.
Any championship team that you've watched win a championship, they win the game in the mid-range.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Welcome to the Mid-Range Podcast, episode two.
Welcome.
ACC
episode
preview.
Two. ACC preview.
My name is Jacob Weiss. I'm here with my co-host, Nick Jaramonte. Nick, how are you doing?
Yeah. Should we do a better job introducing ourselves in this round? I feel like the first intro was just a bunch of stupid talks. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to get into the meat and bones. We've got first episode out of the way. ACC, let's do it.
Yeah, and what an introduction that was.
Oh, yeah. Give it more introduction to this podcast. Me and my co-host Jacob Weiss have known each other for a while, and we just nothing more than to talk some basketball. And we've been pondering with this idea for years. And we finally decided to say, why not pull the string, see what happens with this whole thing. And I'm super excited to get in this endeavor. Basically how I'm feeling.
And I appreciate you describing it as us pondering together and not me drunkenly pestering you to start a podcast with me.
No, never.
I am very excited to be doing this. I think the first episode was a good trial run, and and it was a strong start over on all socials. The Mid-Range CBB on everything: TikTok, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
I will say, the more interactions we get, the better. Liking, commenting, throw us a 5-star review.
Oh yeah.
I know
if
my
you
dad
have any socials,
nice... yeah,
just why not?
Yeah, if you have any socials, follow the Mid-Range on every platform. And if you want to make
at
more
the
socials,
CPP.
Make another a new Instagram account, make two more Instagram accounts.
Yeah, and for our personal socials, you can follow. I'm definitely gonna post a lot about this on at Jaramonte Nicky. That's at @GIRIMONTENICKY for my personal and just talking ball this whole season. Because there's nothing better, Jacob Weiss, than to just sit down, watch some ball, talk some ball.
I couldn't
have a
agree
good
more.
Time.
It's amazing. Weiss Jacob 04, WEISS Jacob 04 on X.com, the Everything app. Jacob James Weiss on Instagram. And please follow our socials. That'd be very much appreciated. Today, we are going to be talking about the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference.
That's the one. Tobacco Road.
A very, very disappointing season for the ACC last year. Only sent four teams to the tournament. Only one team getting out of the first round. Do you see a bounce back this season for the ACC?
A little bit, but not really. I still think they are the worst of the Power Five conferences. It's them or the Big East for sure. But the more I think about it, it's probably ACC. Just because of the amount of teams that are just not going to make it and probably not going to be in the national talks the entire season. So they're not going to be back anywhere close to the national prominence that ACC basketball was in the glory days. But I do think they'll be better than last year.
So, yeah. I mean, it was as bad a season as the ACC has almost ever had. Pretty much disappointing on all fronts. Duke, Clemson, and Louisville kind of were at the top. Clemson and Louisville with 18 wins in conference, 18-2. Duke, 19-1. Duke was obviously one of the best teams in the country last year, but going down from there, it was pretty much a pit of despair. I think I agree with you. It's probably still not great. I do think I mean, they got four teams in the tournament. They were lucky to get four. We could both agree on that. Like North Carolina was hardly a
Oh
tournament
yeah.
team.
No, I agree. I agree.
And I think I do I do think this
Honestly,
year,
no, yeah.
I mean, North Carolina last year, they were lucky to make it. That is true. It was,
No, they 100% were. West
yeah.
Virginia was robbed.
West Virginia was robbed. Ohio State was robbed. A lot of teams were
Ohio State was
robbed.
robbed. Yeah.
I do think the ACC will send a third of their teams to the tournament this year. I think six is a good line for them.
Third,
Yeah, six of
I'd go
18.
under.
That's fair. I think six teams. I think if they don't send six teams, it's a massive disappointment. And it's they're falling further and further behind if they can't step up with big coaching additions this year. NC State looks a lot better with Will Wade. You've got Odom coming in for Virginia, and you got Jay
Yeah.
Taylor, right, for Miami. Jay
Jay
Lucas.
Lucas.
Jay Lucas coming in for Miami. Three big hires for programs that have we've seen have major success. Well, I mean, NC State was in a Final Four, but that was obviously a bit
Yeah,
of
and Virginia's won a national title within the past 10 years or so.
yeah. So
It's
major teams. Miami was great a few years ago, had a bit of a fall off. They're looking to come back to glory, but I do think there's a lot of exciting teams, a lot of new faces in the ACC.
so many new faces. And I think the question marks is what makes this conference, isn't that right, Jacob Weiss? Like that's
Yeah.
why we watch the games. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because
Exactly.
we're doing this preview
Yeah.
and it's not gonna mean a single word.
No.
Because once we get into the games, you think Miami's not watching this with
Yeah.
ready to have bulletin board material for what Jacob
Yeah.
Weiss has to say? You think Cal's not watching this? With looking for bulletin board material. This is the
You think
start of
Florida
something
State's not
special.
watching this?
Yeah, it's just
Stanford, you don't
the
think Stanford's
opportunity.
watching this?
Every single team is watching this, and the ones that don't are gonna fall. And I think that's apparent,
Agree.
right? Because yeah, we're talking down on what the ACC could be, and I think specifically me, like again, worst Power Five conference in my opinion. But the opportunity there is had. And I think the nation would like to see these brands of the ACC rise back to national prominence. And I'm excited to get into it with you, Jacob Weiss.
Absolutely. I love it. I think first and foremost, let's talk about three of the biggest brands in the ACC, three of the best college basketball
Jeez.
programs in history. Let's
Talk
talk
to
about
me.
the top three contenders, Duke, UNC, and Louisville. Nick, what do you think about these three teams?
You think those are the top three?
Well, we can get more into that later, but by most metrics, they are being considered the top three, yes. They are the
Okay.
consensus top three, is what I mean.
Okay. Duke, UNC, these are two programs that are staples, obviously.
Oh,
Two of the
yeah.
blue blood programs, arguably the greatest rivalry in college basketball.
I would say.
And I think these are UNC definitely more than Duke. Pressure years for them.
Oh, yeah.
Duke hasn't won that national title in a long time for them, right? And UNC, again, you talk about them shouldn't have been in the tournament, didn't make the tournament the year before after being preseason ranked one, and was really in the Hubert Davis era. They were a freak run in the tournament as an 8 seed with that RJ Davis, Caleb Love team that we saw from 2022, away from really being considered a massive disappointment. This is a massive year for Hubert Davis. If he doesn't put it together, like he was the one in waiting after Roy Williams. He was ready to take the reins and yes, you probably saw a little bit of drop off in resources with Bill Belichick coming in and more of an investment of football and obviously basketball having some down years, but this is UNC basketball, and if you don't get it together this year, if you're Hubert Davis, like that's a hot seat there. In terms of Duke, less pressure, but the choke from last year in the Final Four is monumental. And like I said, like Duke should be expected to win the national title every year. Like maybe not favorite to win, but definitely in that conversation. And they are again this
100%.
year. Like their class is unbelievable. Cam Boozer and Co. Like a lot of guys remaining from last year's. We talked about Caleb Foster, Isaiah Evans, and we'll get into that. But you lose Cooper Flagg, Con Knipl, Kevin Mollewacz, Zion James, Mason Gillis, Tyrese Proctor. Those are arguably your top six players from last season.
Yeah.
With such a big turnaround, I think regardless of the class that you get in, and it's obviously elite, but it's still a question mark because you just don't know what these guys can provide. And I think Louisville's the exciting, they're the exciting one here.
For
Pat
sure.
Kelsey's in year two. He had a great year one, in my opinion, revitalizing a program that was literally at the bottom of the conference. And had a round one loss to Creighton, and to that was kind of disappointing. Like they probably felt that they should have gone better. But if you remember last year at the start of the season, they were hit with a massive amount of injuries. And to be able to rebound from that, like that shows Pat Kelsey's dedication. Like he's a guy that's first one in, last one out. Like he's grinding nonstop, and his enthusiasm for Louisville basketball is transparent. They had a great portal class. And they have a lot of talent. And I think that Louisville could 100% contend for the ACC title. I think Duke is still obviously by far the favorite, but Louisville to me is not far off, where if they won the ACC, I would not be surprised in the slightest.
I think it goes a little unappreciated with Louisville and Pat Kelsey. They last season they upped their win total by 19 wins. That's a 19 wins is a total that like a lot of programs would be chomping at the bits to win 19 games in a season. Like it was a massive turnaround for Louisville, and Pat Kelsey proved that he is a coach that can make a massive difference. And Louisville is a super interesting team and is definitely, I agree with you, the second favorite. Duke loses their entire starting five to the NBA, which is something that I think is not going under the radar. People are obviously talking about it, but it's one of those things where in Duke history, they tend to keep guys in their starting lineup year after year that develop and start alongside these monstrous freshmen. This Duke team is looking at bench players to come in and take those roles that four-year starters have taken in the past. Guys like you were saying, Isaiah Evans coming in, Caleb Foster coming in, Patrick Ngongwa coming in. These are guys who are on very low minutes last year, but could make a huge difference and they could either boost their stock into serious NBA draft picks and help Duke along the way, or these could be players who were not even talking about a year from now. So it'd be interesting to see. On that note, we're talking the top three contenders here. Who do you have winning the conference?
Yeah, look, we did the picks in a much shorter time in the first episode, and I went with Duke. The more I think about it, the question marks of Duke, and they are going to be really, really good. But there's so many. And again, you're
Yeah.
counting on guys to take the next step. And while they could very easily win the conference, the more and more I look at this Louisville team, I like it. And I'm going to pick Louisville to win the conference. And
I love it.
I'm confident. I mean, if you look at the newcomers that Louisville has coming in, it's pretty damn good. They get
It's
Ryan Conroe from
unreal.
Xavier, who was one of the best players in the Big East. You get Isaac McNealy from Virginia, who obviously comes from a very talented Tony Bennett recruiting class. Adrian Willie from Kennesaw State was one of the top mid-major players
Yeah.
that nobody really talked about last year. And then you also retained some quality guys, Cason Pryor, Javon Hadley. It's very impressive. And One big thing to me that not a lot of people are talking about, I believe, with Duke, they had Cedric Coward ready to come in to their team. He committed to Duke from Washington State, was one of the top transfer portal players in the country. He goes to the NBA because he becomes a first round pick to, I believe, the Trailblazers, 11th
Memphis.
overall, Memphis.
Yep.
And he was un, yeah. I mean, whenever you have a guy that it was ready to be the 11th overall pick,
Yeah.
and you think he's coming in, that's a massive loss for him. And then, yes, Cambuz is probably going to be amazing. But these are freshmen and role players from last season that I don't believe in. And I think the only I would put NC State up in the conversation as well. I know we didn't mention him, and I'm very high on NC State. I think all three of those could win. Those are my three possible teams that can win, but. Give me Louisville and Pat Kelsey. I love the enthusiasm that Pat Kelsey brings to the game, and I think it's special with a basketball town in Louisville, Kentucky, that is one of the best communities when they're on.
I love it. I think we're both probably over the course of these conference overviews going to have some shifting in where we stand on the first, where we stood on the first episode.
Oh yeah. And we
And
reserve the right to have that.
I, of course, and I reserve the right to change my mind within the episode as I did last time with you, UConn. And I do remember you mentioning in that first episode that you trusted NC State maybe more than Louisville. Is that something you've changed your mind on now, having looked into it a little more?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I love NC State.
I know you do.
I think they could be the second best team in this conference. Give
Tell
me
me
Duke
about
at
them.
three. Let
Oh, wow.
let's get into them. Let's get into them a little bit.
Yeah, talk NC State.
So Will Wade comes from McNeese, brings in Alan Breed from McNeese, brings in Quadir Copeland from McNeese, a team that upset Clemson in the first round, one of the best upsets of last year's tournament. That was very chalk. And then they bring in Tre Holloman from Michigan State. Whenever you bring in a Michigan State transfer, Michigan State don't lose good players in the portal. You get Tre Holloman. And then you also get D5. Let me tell you about D5. D5, Darren Williams, is one of the best players in the greatest conference on the planet last season in the Big 12 at Texas Tech. He is a game changer. He's a forward, plays elite defense. Really, when he has the ball in his hands, he plays at his own pace. He's a guy that Duke doesn't have, that Louisville doesn't have. He's probably the best player in this conference. Arguably, him or Kambuser, him or Kambuser.
Definitely.
But he can play any position. He's a Bay Area guy too, so you know he's got great brains on him. He's unbelievable. To add to that portal class, you know what they did to complement D5, Tre Holloman? They bring in another transfer from the greatest conference in America, the Big 12, Terrence Arsenault. He was at Houston. He played significant minutes on Houston. He was a guy that Kelvin Sampson was extremely high on. When Kelvin Sampson's extremely high on a guy, you know he's legit. If Milo Souza never hit the portal, Terrence Arsenault would be a Houston Cougar. Just with the opportunity that's at NC State and the ability of Will Wade to kind of unleash him, Terrence Arsenault had a season-ending injury a couple of years ago that really hurt his development, that like hurt his playing time a lot, but he still played significant minutes for a Houston team that was a bucket away from winning the national title. That talent alone is so elite. And I think Will Wade can make that difference in year one. I do think there's something to say about the stability that Pat Kelsey has, which is why I'm giving them the edge. I still think, after all I said about the portal and everything, I still believe that the number one thing in college basketball, especially in college sports in general, is retainment. Just because you know how to play with together, you know your coach, you know your system, you know the school, everything is stable. And yeah, you can be really good when you have a lot of transfers. I don't think necessarily that kind of team. We've seen statistically that national championship winners and a lot of conference winners come from a team that has a lot of stability. And I think Pat Kelsey in year two provides that a little more than Will Wade, just why I'm giving them the edge. But don't sleep on NC State.
So your top three in the ACC, you're going Louisville 1, NC State
Louisville
2.
one, NC State two. The Devils three.
Wow. That's a hot take, Nikki. I like
The
that.
Blue Devils. Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah, I like that. For me, I am to go a little more chalky with my pick. I love Louisville. They bring in Ryan Conwell and Adrian Wooley, two like incredible lefty sharpshooters. Wooley is a
Incredible.
guy who can really score off the dribble. I think if he's coming off the bench for them, he's going to be a definite contender for ACC Sixth Man of the Year. I think McNeely coming in. McNeely, it might legitimately
Wahoo.
be the best. Isaac McNeely.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Wahoo
Oh.
from Virginia.
I
Sorry.
think he might legitimately be the best shooter in all of college basketball. His
Wow.
movement, his shooting off movement is like Kyle Korver, Duncan Robinson level stuff. Like, there's not a lot of guys who can shoot it from every angle like he can, who can shoot it while flying out of bounds, catch and shoot. He's going to be an incredible asset in Pat Kelsey's offense. And then, like you said, Keyshawn Pryor is a great player. He's kind of like that, like, psycho guy that you need. He's the type of
Yeah.
guy that your dad is going to love. Like, he's going to be like, this guy
And he's
hustles
a
on every
guy that was
play.
hurt at times last year.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't play. He only played how many games? Played, I think, like 14, 17 games, something like that last year. They did not get his last. I mean, he's like 24 years old, too. He brings a ton of
Yeah.
experience. That's a guy who's going to be a serious asset. I don't know if you've heard, if you've done much research on any of like the international guys this year, but Sanadu Frew is a 6'10"
Tell me
German
about him.
guy coming in. He is, I was watching his tape last night. He's a guy with serious length, serious athleticism that's going to be a beast rim runner for them, and who has legitimate inside defense chops and legitimate shooting ability in a very small sample. With all that being said, I like Louisville a lot. I would pick them to finish second. I like Pat Kelsey a lot. I am going to go with Duke. They are coming in with major expectations. It's a squad that is not on the same level as last year's team, as you noted, as we talked about in the first episode. But Cam Boozer is the number three player in the country. He's going to come in and make an instant impact, compete for player of the year and ACC player of the year. Caden Boozer is another five star, his twin, who's going to come in and be a great player off the bench. Nicholas Kamenia is a guy who had a great summer for USA Basketball and is going to bolster himself as a potential one and done player this season for Duke. Dame Sarr is a guy who comes in from FC Barcelona, professional experience, a guy who's going to make a big difference, who's going to start for the Blue Devils this year. You mentioned Cedric Howard leaving for the NBA draft, who was supposed to be on Duke this year. They bring in Sebastian Wilkins, who was a 2026 five star. He reclassifies to come this year. He's going to be a great role player for them. And then you got these three guys, Caleb Foster, Isaiah Evans, and Patrick Ngongwa, who come back from last year's team. Caleb Foster is a guy who I can't say I fully trust. He had his
Wow.
chances last year, and I don't think he necessarily proved much. Isaiah Evans is a guy who, in very short minutes last year,
Yeah.
showed out.
Unreal.
And when he had the playing time to give him the opportunity to succeed at the highest level, he played like a five-star monster. And he does have potential to be a standout in the ACC this year. He's going to be a very significant. He's going to get a lot of consideration for ACC team of the season, I believe. I think this is a national championship contender. I do think they're going to win the ACC, but I don't think it looks like last year. I think, although ironically, Louisville was only one game off last year, so was Clemson, which is kind of gets lost in the whole thing with
Yeah.
Duke last year. But I do think that Duke is going to be in a league title battle to the very last few games with Louisville and with UNC, in my opinion. I am high on UNC this
Wow.
year. Hubert Davis, I
High
agree
on.
with you. He is absolutely coaching for his job this year. I don't know. I think there's all the opportunity in the world for them to disappoint again and not show what they have. But this is a team with serious offensive firepower. You've got Kean, right? Kean Evans coming in from
Yeah, Ian Evans.
Colorado State. This guy's a legitimate sniper who showed a little bit of playmaking chops, is talented around the rim when he gets there. You've got Seth Trimble as a returning starter for them. at the two position. He's going to be a valuable role player, and a lot of people are picking him to have a big year. I don't know about that. But then you bring in Luka Bogovac from the former Yugoslavian league. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's all of those countries. It would come from that league where he was averaging like 14, it was something like 18, 19, 5 and 3 and 3 on very efficient shooting. I was watching him last night. He is a true three-level scorer who's going to show a lot, I think, for UNC this year, and is going to be in conversations. If he gets a play time, he's going to be in some serious conversations. And guys like him, guys like Dame Sarr, and a lot of people up and down this conference especially, represent this really interesting trend in college basketball with these professional players coming from Europe and being allowed to play in college basketball. There's going to be some serious pro experience in the NCAA this year, and it's something to look out for because these guys could genuinely be just completely dominant. We've seen these guys go to the NBA before, and now they're choosing to come to college for a year instead. It's going to be a game changer. A guy like Henry Vasir for UNC comes over from, or he comes from Arizona, right?
Donna, the
Yeah.
greatest conference in the country.
Exactly, the greatest conference in the country. He is a legit paint defender with great touch, 70% at the rim last year.
Yeah,
Derek
there's just something you
Dixon,
trust about them.
and there is something you trust about him. Derek Dixon comes in. He's a 6'5" point guard off the bench. He's gonna have an opportunity to play, I think. Here's what I'll say. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Let me pause for a second. I forgot about their most interesting piece, which is Caleb Wilson. Five-star top 10 freshman coming in. This guy is 6'9",
Where's that
6'10",
start?
with an over 7-foot wingspan. He is legitimately going to be one of the best defenders in the ACC this year. And if he is able to play a kind of somewhat of like a secondary creator type role for them, or a guy who can cut off ball, a guy who can get it, Keen Evans goes to the basket, get it, catch, shoot the open three or take one dribble and take it to the basket. This guy is seriously athletic, seriously agile, and for his size, moves incredibly. And then his defense on top of that, he's going to be a player to watch this year to solidify himself as a top 10 pick, top 5 pick. He's going to be in those type of conversations.
Yeah, I think he's the best
So
player.
I think for sure. I think he is projected to be their best player. I think that they have what UNC has that I think is going to be really special this year is a lot of guys with serious offensive chops, like serious scorers, efficient scorers that are going to be able to work together. And if this offense is as free flowing, if Hubert Davis can relinquish the way he's played in the past, where it's kind of one ball stopping, like shot chucker type guy like Caleb Love. You're going to see a UNC team. It's going to be beautiful basketball. And I think this is a team that legitimately can compete in the ACC. I'm not going to pick them to win it. I'm not even going to pick them to finish second. I still think Louisville is better, but I do think that top three is my top three. I know you have NC State in there. I am going to go with UNC to make a difference in the ACC.
Yeah, here's my thing with UNC, which is why I'm not buying crazy stock in them. I think they're like I think they're a tournament team. I think they're a like 8-9 seed again. They lose arguably more talent than they're bringing in. And they have RJ Davis gone, Jalen Withers gone, Elliot Kiddo gone, In Jackson gone. These are guys that are arguably more talented. Like RJ Davis, one of the best players in the country. So like why should I buy stock in a Hubert Davis led team that hasn't proved that he could do it again, aside from that crazy run in 2022 on a consistent level and be able to get the most of these guys? That's my question mark. That's why I have Will Wade and NC State above them.
I totally understand that. I'm almost buying stock in the fact that there's not a one alpha ball dominant guy, if that makes sense. I see this offense being
And that's
free
fair.
flowing. I see shots, efficient shots. I think their biggest question really in terms of this season. I understand what you're saying with their departures. I'm just looking at them for this year. Their question is going to be the defensive side of the ball. They're going to need Keenan to lock in. They're going to need their guards to lock in. It's something that is definitely a question. But if they can hold teams, I think that they could be scoring 80 points a game. I think this offense is going to be electric and like very fun. I think this UNC team is going to be way more fun than people are expecting. And I think they're going to compete. All right, let's move on from our conference winners here and our contenders. Let's go into your most underrated team in the ACC.
Dude, let's do it. Let's get into them.
Let's do it.
And we talked about them a little. What Jay Lucas is doing at
Yeah, I love it.
Miami is insanely slept on. I think the Miami Hurricanes are a top five team in the ACC. I think they will make the tournament. Now, this is Jim Larranaga era was, he's obviously a legend and had an amazing career at Miami, but the last couple seasons were horrible. Miami
Yeah.
basketball has fallen off a cliff. Jay Lucas, I believe he's still in his 30s, comes from the John Shire Duke tree, where he is a unbelievable recruiter. He's one of these new age guys, young guys, where transfers just attract to him. He's brought in this portal class that is unbelievable for what Miami has been, for the kind of lack of care that I think Miami basketball has at times. Jay Lucas defined that. He brings in Trey Donaldson from Michigan, who I know from being such a big Big Ten guy, True Washington from New Mexico, Malik Reno from Indiana, and he brings in Ernest Udeh Jr. from TCU.
Yeah.
They call him the Tip King. Because he wins every tip. He's a great jump ball guy. He's going to be one of the most underrated fives and players in this conference. That alone, along with Sheldon Anderson, freshman, their talent is all the way there. And I think I'm just buying stock into the doubt that is with a new coach. Jay Lucas is one of the next stars in college basketball, in my opinion. The talent is there, and I believe that, again, like I said, Miami is a top five team in this conference.
I completely agree. I think Miami is going to be awesome this year. I think you kind of gave the reasons or all these transfers he's bringing in, but I want to talk about Sheldon Henderson. Sheldon
Yeah.
Henderson is a
He's going to
guy.
start for him, I think.
I think so too. I think he's going to come right in and be their starting three. He's got crazy long arms. He's big. He was like, if you watch his tape from high school, he looked big and strong, and he was just like getting in there and just dominating inside. He's a guy who kind of has like a play style similar to like an Edgecombe, where he's just like breaking it into the lane and dunking on people off 2 feet. It's really exciting to watch. He comes into Miami camp this summer. He's gained 20 pounds of muscle. He looks like a tank. He is going to go in there. I seriously think he's a guy who's going to make a name for himself in the ACC. He's an elite defensive prospect. He needs to improve his shooting. He needs to be able to take open shots to be a serious NBA draft asset. However, in terms of college basketball ability, he's going to be a guy as a slasher and defender as a true freshman who I think is going to make a huge difference for them. Like you said, Donaldson
Oh,
comes in from
yeah.
Michigan, Renew from Indiana. These are two of the best, most experienced players coming in straight from the Big Ten, the greatest conference in the world. And do we want to talk about this story with Miami on how they got Shelton Henderson? He leaves Duke
Dude,
and
yes.
he takes him straight from him. He brings in Shelton
Jay
Henderson,
Lucas.
who is in the Duke class, brings him with him,
Yeah.
brings Dante Allen with him as well, another four-star. This team is going to be good. Jay Lucas is like, he could seriously insert himself as one of the premier coaches in college basketball. In terms of
Yeah, boy
recruiting,
genius.
I mean, he proved it. You mentioned he comes from Duke. He was at Kentucky before that. He was at Texas before that. He was an elite recruiter at every stop. And he comes in here with his first opportunity to coach his own team. And I think, like you
Played at
said, he's,
Texas too, I believe.
yeah, He's going to be a guy who people are going to be talking about for a long time in the ACC if he sticks around Miami. And if he finds another job at a higher level, he's going to be a guy who we talk about for 10, 20 years. I honestly believe that. I
Yeah,
well
what do you think about the Tip King? Ernest Udick.
what's funny? I know. I'm not as intimately familiar with every player as you are, as we well know. Ernest Udeh Jr. is one guy that I know because I follow you on Twitter. So, like, when I saw
Hell
his
yeah.
name, I'm looking through the roster and I saw his name as a projected center. I was like, oh, I recognize this guy. I went and looked him up. I was like, oh, shit, that's the guy from TCU. I was looking into him. I didn't
Yeah.
realize he was averaging like over three stocks a game. He was like two, something like around two blocks over a steal a game.
Yeah,
I, like,
he's one of the best defenders in the ACC.
I
He's a
think so
legit
too,
lockdown center. And
for
he's the
sure.
tip king.
Yeah, and he's the Tip King, which is really important in college basketball.
Yeah. You gotta
He's a
get off
guy
to a
who's
good
gonna
start.
finish, who can finish a lob from about any angle. He's got crazy hops. I do think he is gonna be an asset for them. He'll be all ACC defense type guy for sure.
Oh yeah.
So we talked a little Miami action as one of the most underrated teams in the conference. I'm going to hit you with another team I think could make a big jump this year. And it's a little gross. It's a gross one. It's Syracuse. Now, Syracuse is coming off of 4 years without a tournament appearance. It's their longest tournament drought since the 70s, which on one hand shows you how poor they've been. On another hand, it shows you how incredible that program has been for so long. They're entering this year retaining only two players, 11 new players on the roster. I am going to bet on the Syracuse Orange breaking this streak, returning to the tournament this year. Canadian junior Nathan George comes in from Georgia Tech. He looks to improve on a solid first 2 years. He's a
Yep.
guy who
He's
was
good.
top 10 in the country in assists. He's a great passer. He's one of the best players in the, one of the best point guards in the ACC last year coming over to Syracuse. JJ Sterling, their shooting guard, is a guy who put up big numbers last year, 18, 19 points a game. He had 25 or more in 7 games last year. He's a bit of ball stopping tendencies, which is always concerning to me, but I do think he's a guy who can step up in a more in a situation that's more conducive to winning. Nate Kings is a guy who I think in a winning situation is a great jack of all trades and a sharp shooter, a really great shooter coming in from Oregon State. He's a good finisher around the rim. He's a really elite shooter. He was 45% from three last year. Have you seen this guy's jump shot?
I've
He's
not.
got a funny, he's got kind of a goofy lefty shot where he like throws his body to the right while he shoots. It's not pretty, but it gets it done. He's incredibly efficient. I'm gonna sprinkle some stock in William Kyle III. He was a big transfer last year. He went to UCLA from South Dakota State. He was very disappointing for UCLA last year. He only ended up playing about 9 minutes a game. I think Cronin was kind of out on him, but I think he comes in and fills the role that Eddie Lampkin leaves at Syracuse, and he's a guy who's six
RIP.
nine. Yeah, RIP. 6'9 with a 7'3 wingspan, a legitimate athlete, like an unreal athlete. He jumps out the gym at his size, and he
How
has a
good of an
post back
athlete?
that a monstrous athlete, a top tier, an S tier athlete, if I do say so myself. He's a guy who I think is going to make a big difference for them. He's going to play really good defense inside, and he's like a lob threat. He catches it from everywhere. He's going to be an asset for them. Kyan Anthony, Carmelo Anthony's son, joins the roster.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in on him, and then I kind of went through the numbers. I looked through, did a little research, watched some tape. The guy shot under 40% from the field in high school and under 30% from three.
Volume
He takes a
shooter.
lot of tough shots. I don't see him being an asset for Syracuse. I think it's going to be a situation where he plays there for 1 year and transfers, if I'm being honest. I don't think that he's going to get minutes for Autry. But
I think
Luke
he will.
Fennell from Osh, we'll see. Luke Fennell, I think he's going He's going to start getting minutes. He's going to fall out of rotation. That's my prediction. Luke Fennell from Australia, however, is a guy with legit touch and shooting ability. He's an opportunity to step into a big role for them at the guard spot. I think he's a guy who, if you watch him, and this is Australian basketball, Australian youth basketball. It's not some crazy high level, but he looked like the best player on the floor. He looked dominant in his day, and I liked him a lot in what I saw. And I think the most important guy for Syracuse this year is going to be Donnie Freeman. He was a five-star in the class of 2024 who came in last year, had an injury, missed a lot of games. But when he played, he looked great. He's a great athlete. He's long. He's strong. He's big. He's a guy who's going to be a contender for ACC first team honors, I think. And I think him and JJ Sterling are going to have a great two-man game. And I do think Syracuse, with that starting lineup, is going to be a good team. Kind of a, I'm not saying they're going to compete in the ACC. Like, I'm not being crazy here. I do think they're going to be like kind of on that top end of the bubble, which is better than you could say for Syracuse the last few years.
Yeah, no, I do really like what Syracuse did. Like, Red Autry's obviously been there a couple of years now since Boeheim, and he's used the portal, but not. He almost seemed to the past couple of years just take guys from the portal who are heavy names and not really fit what he's trying to do. And I do think that, Nathan George is probably gonna be their best player and really is a good fit for him and can be able to run the offense. And then, yeah, like their freshman class is the best they've had it in a while. So that's definitely they're going to be improved. If they're not improved, I think he's already in the hot seat a little bit. And he did this thing, especially last year, where Red would go, he'd go like man sometimes. He switched man and zone defenses like mid game, and it would almost confuse what they're doing. He needs to simplify things because in an era where you have so many portal pieces and they have portal pieces again, that worries me, which is I don't think they're a tournament team. I do think they're improved though, but I don't know how much I can buy into them.
That's fair. And I do think there is a very realistic reality where the bottom completely falls out. And I think if that happens, I think Red Autry is fired. Like, undoubtedly could be
Yeah.
fired before the
And I
season
think the Eddie
ends.
Lampkin loss is massive. He was one of the greatest. He's a great center. But no,
He was
yeah.
really elite for them last year.
He was.
He really showed his stuff. All right. Well, that's our most underrated. You're gonna take Miami. I'm gonna take Syracuse. Let's go through. Oh, I want you to give me an overrated team.
Dude, let me give you an overrated team. I'm looking at the
If you want me
teams.
to go, I can go too.
Yeah, you go,
If
you
you need a
go.
second.
You go. You
I'm gonna
go.
go with Virginia.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go with Virginia. They're a team. I think a lot of people are picking them to be a serious threat. Not to win, but to go to the tournament, to kind of have a bounce back year after a major disappointing season last year. They bring in Ryan Odom as a new coach from VCU, and they pretty much replace the entire roster. It's a lot of new faces, and it's a lot of new faces that come from smaller schools, mid-major guys, guys like Malik Thomas, who was great for UCF
So
last
good.
year, Grunlow, Ritter, Hall. These are guys who it's a deep team. It's a deep team. It's a lot of good players. I think people are maybe buying in a year too soon. I think Ryan Odom, give him a year. This season, I think they're getting put in conversations that maybe they don't belong in just because he is a very well-respected mind. It is funny. He was the
Are you gonna say
UMBC coach.
that? Yeah, I had no idea. Nobody's ever talked about that before.
I know. An underrated fact about the hire. I don't know. They're just bringing in a lot of new guys. It's gonna take some time, I think, for him to really implement everything he wants to implement. And I'm not saying they're gonna be bad. I think they're gonna be kind of on that bottom end of the bubble, but I don't think that they're a tournament team this year, and I think a lot of people are projecting them to be. So, but it's yeah, that so they're my most underrated or my most overrated team just by virtue of the fact I think it's going to take longer for them to get it going. I think they could have a strong finish to the year, but I'm curious to see how well they do. And I'm just going to say, like, temper your expectations with Virginia basketball. This isn't Tony Bennett's team anymore.
No, I don't know. I think Virginia, I think Ryan Odom was, in terms of fits from new head coaches, I think he's arguably the best fit that there was. Like, he is literally meant for Virginia. He was at VCU, obviously. He's been around the area, UMBC, as you mentioned. I thought his class was perfect for him. Dallin Hall is going to be able to command that room. Amazing. Malik Thomas was one of the best players in the WCC last year and has legit pro talent. Yeah, it's not just like regular mid-major guys. Like Jakari White at NDSU put up like 17 points a game last season. He's pretty damn good. And yeah, I think they could make the tournament. I won't pick them to make the tournament as well, but I probably think they're accurately rated. In terms of my most overrated team, I'm gonna go with Clemson. Clemson's a team that I think had a lot more, just so much turnover. And I know there were a five seed last year, but they return nobody. Dylan Hunter's the one guy they get. And their transfer class wasn't amazing. It was a big transfer class. Their best guy was probably Nick Davidson from Nevada. And I don't know. I'm just not really bought into the question marks there. I think they're being talked about as a tournament team or as a possible tournament team at least because they've had a lot of success the past few seasons. But they don't really have a point guard that is trustworthy at all, like, which is obviously probably their most important thing in college basketball. Their shooting really isn't there. And again, with their thin, in terms of depth, portal class, in my opinion, I don't think they have a lot of depth. And if there's an injury to a Dylan Hunter, I don't really buy a lot of stock in that. So I don't see
That's
Clemson
fair.
making the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't have them in there either. It's weird with the ACC. It's almost hard to pick an overrated team because the teams aren't that good.
Yeah.
So, like,
Yeah, I
if you're
guess North
not going to be
Carolina a little
like,
bit too, but. Yeah,
yeah,
but we
or
already
go, I
talked
mean,
about
give the
them,
North
so.
Carolina case, but I like, it's like if you're not going to pick Louisville, North Carolina, the only other option is going with NC State and saying that it's not an instant impact, but I just think you bring in Darian Williams, Holloman, Arsenal, like, they're just going to be
Yeah,
really
if you
good.
bring
So,
in two
like,
guys from the Big 12, you're gonna be good.
you bring in a guy not only who was in the Big 12, one of the best players in the best conference in college
D5.
basketball last year.
And he's from the Bay.
It's and he's from the Bay, and you got to give him respect, and you got to give Wade respect with what he's done. Yeah, even Virginia, like, I think some people, I've been listening to a lot of ACC stuff in preparation, and a lot of people are like, everyone's talking about Virginia. Everyone's talking about Virginia. Everyone's talking about
Because
Virginia.
Odom
So,
is the
like,
perfect fit.
yeah. So I guess I'm zagging in that sense, but I don't see much for Clemson either. Do you want to give your full list of tournament teams
I'd love to.
out of the ACC?
I think there's five, as I mentioned before, only five. Duke,
Okay. Yep.
Louisville, NC State. I think UNC is in there. I think UNC sneaks in Miami. And that's my five. Ernest Udeh Jr. leads the Hurricanes to a NCAA tournament bid in year one in Miami. Jay Lucas is the real deal. Those are my five. That's it. That's how little I think the ACC. I think SMU is close. I'm not gonna throw the Mustangs in there. I think Virginia is close. I'd give them probably the next best chance, but five, if I had to bet today, those are my five.
Yeah, SMU is an interesting case. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they put a lot of money into basketball this summer, right? It's a
They put a lot
lot
of
of
money into
guys.
everything.
Yeah, it's a top 25 transfer class in the country.
And Boobie Miller's legit.
They could be good. I agree with you. I'm not picking them either. My tournament teams, I guess they could be a good pick for most underrated if you wanted to, or most overrated if you wanted to go there.
Yeah.
Because they are like, if you look at the,
I don't
we're
want to be too
not a gambling
petty.
podcast, but if you look at the gambling odds, they're even odds to win the ACC with Miami.
Yeah, Miami
So,
better. They're too young.
I think Miami, yeah, I agree.
Billy White
I think Miami's way
reclassified.
better.
He's gonna play there right away. He should be a senior in high school this year. Nigel Walls is a guy, freshman, who's gonna play. Again, these are high, Jermaine O'Neal Jr. These are high-rated recruits that I'm familiar with because TCU was in the mix for a lot of these guys. Obviously, same area of
Yeah.
location. I cover TCU. So I think there's a year away from being really good. But
That's
Boobie
fair.
Miller's
No, that's totally fair. I'm gonna
so
go
fair.
with six teams out of the ACC. As I said earlier, I'm gonna go with the same five you did: Duke, Louisville, UNC, NC State, Miami, and I am gonna throw Syracuse in there as my most underrated team.
Wow.
I think that they have a chance to be really good. Not really good. I think they have a chance to make the tournament, and I think if they don't, it's like it's serious disaster for one of the greatest teams in college basketball history.
Yeah, Cal
Let's
also has a
move
chance to
on.
make the
Well,
tournament.
do you think so?
I think they have a chance. Yes or no?
They are at the very bottom, tied with Boston and Stanford when it comes to odds, so.
Yeah. Boston College and Stanford also do have a chance. Every one of these teams at the conference has a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you actually got me with
Like that sold me on
that
Syracuse, the fact that they have a chance. I agree. You're not
I
wrong.
didn't pick them. I didn't pick
I
them.
know, I know. And you
I'm putting my money where my mouth
and your
is, all
big
right? I'm
selling
picking.
point was the fact that they have a chance. 50-50
No.
chance. Yes or no?
I gave the spiel earlier. William Kyle, Luke Fennell,
No,
Johnny
we don't
Freeman
have
is
to do
gonna.
it again. We don't have to do it again. I
Yeah,
understand. I understand.
exactly. Wake up. Don't be a sheep. Syracuse is gonna be good. Did you give any consideration to Notre Dame?
Here's the thing. Let's talk about Notre Dame. I feel like we have
Let's
to.
talk about Notre Dame.
Because they're one of the
I think
biggest
they are.
X factor teams in this conference, and I think in the country. Because when Micah Shrewsbury came over from Penn State, everybody in the country was singing his praises. He's the next big thing. He got Penn State to the tournament. He's going to dominate at Notre Dame. He's been extremely underwhelming in the first 2 years, and
He did have some injuries last year, in all
nobody
fairness.
wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Pat Kelsey had injuries. A lot of these guys had injuries. Marcus Burton. And here's the thing with this team this year. They're talented as hell. Marcus Burton's one of the best players in the country. He comes back. He was the guy who a lot of people thought would portal. He decides to pledge his allegiance to the Irish. We're coming back, Micah Shrewsbury. We're running it back. That fires me up, right? Braden Shrewsbury, his son, is also elite as a guard. That backcourt is amazing. They bring in five-star Jalen Harrelson. They're recruiting at an all-time level. There is no excuses that Shrewsbury and Notre Dame should not be in the tournament conversation this year. Here's the thing. I just don't buy it. I don't I'm
You
not
don't.
in. Like they just the success of the team will be on the shoulders of Burton and Harrelson and probably Shrewsbury a little bit. But they have zero interior defense, nobody big to really write home about. Keba Nji, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He came to, I probably butchered that. Apologize to Keba, but he came with Shrewsbury from Penn State. he's a guy who hasn't really had like crazy flash yet. You're relying on him to take a big step. I'm not buying Notre Dame. I think they miss the tournament again.
That's fair. I agree. I don't think they're a tournament team. I think they're going to be a fun team. I think when they're playing Duke or they're playing Louisville and they're ranked in the top five, it's going to be a fun upset watch. I don't think that they're going to make the tournament. Although Marcus Burton is as good a player as there is in this conference and as good a player as there is in the entire country. He is so fun to watch.
So fun.
All right. Totally fair. Let's get into freshman of the year. And I'm going to start here. We didn't matter. You might have mentioned him briefly in the Louisville conversation, but I don't think we really talked about him. I'm going to go with Mykel Brown Jr. Mykel Brown Jr. comes into Louisville. He's going to be their starting point guard. I was watching some of his clips from USA this summer, and he is a legit three-level scorer. He can shoot from NBA range. He can get inside and finish. He's got a myriad of finishing moves. He's got layups.
He
He
could
can fit. He can
finish.
jump over you.
He can
He can
finish.
finish strong and hard. He can finish the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I think he's going to cement himself as a serious top 10 draft candidate. He's got a tight handle. When you watch him, it almost like he's got like a little LaMelo to him. With like
Yeah.
the he's got unique kind of movement style that I think is going to be really interesting for them, and I think it's pretty obvious who the main pick for freshman of the year is going to be. You might pick him, you might not. It's
I'm
Cam
gonna take him.
Boozer. I am going to take Mykel Brown to win it this year.
Look, Mykel Brown is gonna be the best player in Louisville straight off the gate. Straight off the gate. Straight out the gate. And yeah, I think it's gonna be fun because I think the two best or two of the three best teams, in my opinion, are gonna be led by freshmen. And I'm gonna take Cam Boozer. Strictly because Cam Boozer is going to have to come in and for sure be the best player. Like, I think when you have a guy like Javon Hadley at Louisville, and the talent around that that's proven, there's not a ton of proven talent at Duke. So I think Cam Boozer comes in and takes accountability right away. I think Cam Boozer is going to be one of the best players in the conference. I think Cam Boozer could very well be the best player in the best one of the best freshmen in the country. We'll get into that with other conferences, but could be the best player in this conference. Give me Cam Boozer. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
So I've noticed a little trend with you, and you've talked about Duke. You seem to have them as a little underwhelming this year. You have them third in the ACC. You pick Cam Boozer. You said you're questioning the returning talent. Where do you stand on
Talk to me.
where do you stand on Isaiah Evans?
I genuinely do really like Isaiah Evans. I think Isaiah Evans has the ability to, he's as talented offensively as any player in the conference. Isaiah Evans could blow up. He could very well be the best player on Duke. There's inconsistency that kept him on the floor, kept him off the floor at times last season because of his defense. That scares me a little bit to be able to make him the best player. Or my, yeah, like pick him to really have confidence in him just because I'm worried that lapses at times if he doesn't improve, like Shire is not going to take that lightly. The thing I like about Cam Boozer is he is built right off the gat and Ngongba is built too, and these are guys that you trust a little more. Isaiah Evans, again, offensively could very well be like the best offensively talented player in this conference. I'll repeat it, but the defense worries me.
That's fair. So you kind of a little solo ball-ish, do you?
Yeah, but even better, offensively
You think
talented.
so?
I think so.
So you're in on the offense. You question his defense. You don't think he's going to be able to see the floor as much, and that's going to limit his potential.
Oh yes, dude, you got it right on. I like Malik Brown even a little better, just because I'm more of a complete player. Isaiah Evans could very well lead him in
Interesting.
scoring, though. It's one of those things, you know, Jacob boys.
That'll be interesting. I do. I on our first episode, I offhand mentioned him after doing very little research. I watched some of him last night. He is a really fun player. He is a
Isaiah
really,
Evans.
really fun player to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, his
Isaiah
highlights are
Evans is a
some of the
guy.
best in the country.
And like I like him too, because this is like just a little thing, but I noticed when he's a great shooter. What I noticed that when he shoots a three, he chases his shot. Like he's a
And you
hustle
love to
guy.
see that, Jacob Weiss.
I do. I do. No, but I think it's relevant when you say like he's not gonna be able to stay on the floor because of his defense. I think he has intangibles that can make him a strong defender if he tries his hardest. I think one of the most underrated things in basketball is that effort level when it comes to defense is almost as important as anything. If a player is willing to try and put it all on the line on the defensive side of the ball, they can contribute. And I think
Yeah.
Isaiah Evans is a guy who has a mentality to contribute on both sides. And I could see him being a contribute a in the conversation for ACC Player of the Year, in the conversation for the
Yeah.
ACC first team. I guess if I
All
start that
America
conversation,
too.
who do you think? Yeah, for sure. Who do you think will be the ACC Player of the Year?
D5. D5
I
Deron
knew.
Williams from the Bay, from the Big 12, from the greatest conference in the world to come over to NC State and really be unleashing Will Wade's system. He's the most proven player in this conference. D5 Deron Williams, ACC Player of the Year, book it. He's going to ball out.
I like it. I like it. I like it. ACC Player of the Year for me. I think D5 is the favorite. I think he's probably
Ride with me.
the
Ride
best
with
player
me.
in terms of a proven college basketball standpoint
Ride
in the
with me.
conference. I'm gonna go with another guy who's a proven college basketball asset who plays for Louisville. I'm gonna go with Ryan Conwell from Xavier. He comes
Bold
into
prediction.
Louisville's offense. He is really, really good. He's a great shooter.
You
He's
like
got
him?
handle. Yeah, I love him. I think he's gonna get a lot of shots in that offense, and Mykal Brown's gonna be feeding him. That's going to be a high octane offense. And if you're right and Louisville does win the ACC, I think he's going to win Player of the Year.
I think that's fair. I think that's a great discussion.
I have a feeling I know who you're going to pick, but I'll go ahead and ask because that's what a podcast is. Who are you going to pick for Coach of the Year?
Coach of the year? Who do you think I'm going to pick?
I think you're gonna pick Will Wade. Am I wrong?
I'm going to go Jay Lucas. I think with
So
Jay
you think
Lucas.
NC State finishes second in the ACC and Will Wade does
Okay,
not win Coach of
no. I just want, I didn't want to, if I'm being
the
honest, that is what I was going to say, but I didn't want to give you that satisfaction of knowing what I was going to pick. Will
Year?
Wade. His character is off the charts. Everyone knows that about him. He's had a cleaky, squeaky clean record, and he's done it at the power level before. And to go to from LSU to McNeese, take him over, bring some of his guys, bring Boombox guy, my guy Amir Khan. They're gonna be ready. And with
Oh,
D5 at the
yeah.
helm. If he finishes second in the conference as year one, bringing back NC State to the promised land, Will Wade, ACC Coach of the Year. They have a sweep with D5 and double dub. Will Wade, double dub. NC State Wolfpack, double dub.
Double dub and Ean Taylor. Two great Ean Taylor, two
In
great Nikki
Jackson.
G. In Jackson, yeah, in
Come on.
Jackson, you're
When he
on
shoots it, it
fire.
goes
You're
in.
putting together a Rothstein resume.
The Tip
All right.
King. I'm surprised you didn't pick the Tip King for Player of the Year. All right, give me
Yeah,
your
he was
coach.
right there.
Give me
He
your
was right
coach. Give me your
there.
coach. Give it to
I
me.
think Coach of the Year is always kind of a stupid award. It just goes to whatever team that didn't do well last year does well this year, and the coach that coach just wins it, if I'm being honest. So I am gonna go with Jay Taylor or Jay
Who the
Lucas, I'm
hell's,
sorry.
yeah, Joy Taylor?
I'm gonna go with Joy Taylor. No, Joy Taylor, great girl. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna go with
Woman.
Jay Lucas. Great woman, hard worker. She deserves everything she has. Jai Lucas in Miami is my pick for coach of the year because I just think they're just
The
gonna be the
Tip
team that
King.
makes the biggest. Yeah, and the Tip King is gonna be the star that takes them to the promised land. But
Yeah.
yeah, that's my pick for coach of the year. It's easy. It's just the team who improves the most, and I don't have NC State in my top three, so I think I'm gonna go with him.
Fair.
All right. So we're gonna do all conference teams here, and we're gonna do it as a little draft, I think. If that were, oh, where are we at? Okay, we're good. We're gonna do it as a little draft. Nikki G, I'll go ahead and give you the first pick. Who are you going with?
So we're gonna have five players each, is how we're gonna end up. We go five
You
rounds.
want to do 5 or 10?
You want to do 20 picks? All right, let's do
Up to
it.
you.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire.
Okay.
First pick, D5. Give me D5 from the Bay to my squad.
I'll go with my pick for player of the year. I'll go with Ryan Conwell, Louisville.
All right, I'll gladly take Cam Boozer number two.
You can have him. I will go with I will go with Isaiah Evans here. I think he's gonna be really, really good.
Give me Mikael Brown, Louisville, best player on the winner of the
Fair.
conference.
True. I'm gonna go Marcus Burton to Notre Dame. He's gonna put up huge numbers. I think he's pretty much a lock for the first team, honestly.
Okay. Give me Ngongba, Duke. He fills in that Kamen Malawat's role and flourishes next to Cam Boozer.
I like it. I'll go Malik Thomas at Virginia. I think he's going to put up big numbers in
Wow.
that offense.
WCC born and raised.
Yeah, I'm not, as I said, I'm not super high on Virginia, but I do think he's going to guy who's going to put up numbers and he's going to be in the conversation, undoubtedly.
Because you respect the WCC.
I do.
I'm gonna go. Give me Malik Reneau at the U. He comes in from Indiana, arguably the most talented player on that Indiana
Yeah.
team that was disappointed last year. Give me Malik Reneau.
I like that pick. I think he's gonna be really good. I'll take Caleb Wilson from UNC, the freshman. I have a lot of faith in him. I think he's gonna be really, really good for that team.
I'll take another Duke player. Give me Malik Brown. I think he's set to be one of the most complete players on a Duke team that, if we're being honest, is probably going to win this conference.
Is Darian Williams off the board?
Yeah, I took him first overall, actually.
Oh shit. Okay, I need to rethink this one. No, I'm gonna go with Trey Donaldson from Michigan, Miami
Yeah.
this year. I think he's gonna be a really good player. That's my pick.
Yeah. I don't know how this guy fell to me. Give me the Tip King, Ernest Udeh Jr. I think he could be an all ACC player. Ernest Udeh
Yes.
Jr., the Tip King, the U. I got two players from the U, and we'll ride.
All right, I'm gonna go with another player from the U. I'm gonna go with Sheldon Henderson. I think this guy could
Wow.
seriously show up in a huge way for Miami this year, and he's a guy I really like.
All
I have no idea how many picks we've done.
right, you want to do two more rounds, two more rounds.
More rounds.
I'm gonna go, give me Boopie Miller from SMU. Now, you know my bias with SMU. I don't love SMU, but they almost made the tournament last year, and he was the best player on that team. He returns. He had 5.5 assists a game last season. Give me Boopie Miller, leading scorer, leading assist man. He's going to be a difference maker this year.
I like it. I'm gonna go with Donnie Freeman from Syracuse. I think he's a former five-star guy who's going to make a huge impact this year. And if I'm right and they go to the tournament, he's going to have to be one of the best players in the conference to get that done. So
All
I'll pick
right.
Donnie Freeman.
For my last pick, I'm gonna go Javon Hadley, Louisville. If I have a team winning the damn conference, I might as well take a couple players from that team. Give me Javon Hadley.
You might as well. You absolutely might as well. all right, we're getting down to it here, aren't we? You know what? I'm going to go with a long shot guy at UNC who I'm really excited about this year. I'm going to go with Luka Bogovac.
Well,
Montenegrin, 22 years old. He comes in with professional experience. I think if he gets the playing time, he could really, really show out for them. And I'm just going to call my shot with my last pick and say that he's going to be one of the best players in the conference.
I like that. Well, that was our
So
draft.
we're sitting here. What'd you say?
I said, well, that was our draft.
That was our draft. All right, run me through your. Do you give me a quick recap? Conference winner, coach of the year, player of the year, freshman of the year,
All right,
tournament teams.
let me try to remember. So champion, my champion was Louisville. My coach of the year,
Yep.
Will Wade. My player of the year, D5, Darren Williams. My freshman of the year, Cam Boozer. All teams make the tournament. I had Duke, UNC, Louisville, NC State, Miami. And yeah.
All right, my conference winner was Duke. I think it's gonna be very close, but I do think Duke's gonna win Coach of the Year. I'm gonna go with Jay Lucas, as I said. Player of the Year is gonna be Ryan Conwell from Louisville. Mikael Brown from Louisville is gonna be freshman of the year. I think that team is gonna be unreal. And in the tournament, I'm gonna have Duke, Louisville, UNC, Miami, Syracuse, and NC State. All
What a
right, I like that.
podcast.
That was a good
Was that not
pod.
amazing? Gave some great
Yeah.
insight, talked some basketball, and we got through with the worst conference of the Power Five preview to where it's all ahead from here.
We'll have that discussion on the Big East pod. I'm excited to talk Big East. That's what we're going to do next. That'll be coming out
Yes.
next Wednesday. I'm just going to say right off the a little preview. St. John's. I don't know what the hell I was talking about on that at first episode. St. John's is really good.
As we
All
close
right, Nick.
it,
Well,
you've been dropping some fire stuff on your personal X. So, like we said, your handle in the beginning, follow that because that's when you'll get the Jacob Weiss takes in real time.
absolutely. Yeah. Throw me a follow, Weiss Jacob 04. Follow us on all socials. Rate 5 stars on Spotify. Rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Do what you can. Head to TikTok. You can see people making fun of me for what I said about Purdue last week or on Wednesday. Well, Nick, I appreciate you doing this with me. Is there anything else you got to say, or can we get out of here?
I think that was an amazing podcast. Shout out the mid-range. Great jumper.
Big.
You gotta love the long two. Follow me at Jerimontenickey, GIRIMONTENICKY on X.com, the everything app. And that's all for me.
All right, Nick. Thank you for joining me. Hope you have a great night here. Pod's coming out. I guess that doesn't matter because we're doing
Hell yeah.
it. Cheers.
Bye.